inkosi ukuba sitholele lithuba lokuba sihlangane njengabazali.
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to meet together as parents.
Ithathe lenkonzo yalomhlangano usebenze phakathi kwethu kusukela phansi.
Take the service of the series and work in our midst right from the beginning.
Ukuba ilo nalo ongumzali asizakale.
That every parent would be helped.
Ngisho nengane futhi.
That the children,
khona lapho zisizakala khona.
That also the children, young people would also be helped.
Yiba nathi ke Nkosi.
Be with us then, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngoka encwadini ka Deuteronomy isahluko sesu.
Now we find our text in Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Singakafundi ke I text lethu.
Before we read it,
abazali basenalo yini izwi kubantu abasha kusho ukuthi ezinganeni zabo kulesi sikhathi samanje.
Should parents still have authority over their children in this time of ours?
Isihloko ke leso ngoba uma sibona ukuhamba kwezinto sibona ukuthi hey sekubhedile sekunzima.
That's our theme because one can see that things are really difficult now.
Manje izwi ke esiyokhuluma ngaphezu kwalo liku Deuteronomy isahluko sesithupha kusukela evesini lesine.
Now
our
text that we're going to be using is found in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and we start from verse 4.
Yizwa Israyeli uJehova uNkulunkulu wethu uJehova munye.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Wothanda uJehova uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho nangawo wonke amandla.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might.
Lawo mazwi engikuyala ngawo namuhla ayakuba senhlizweni yakho.
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart.
Ubafundise impela wona abantwana bakho wakhulume lapho uhlezi endlini yakho nalapho uhamba endleleni nalapho ulala nalapho uvuka.
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
Uyakuwabopha abe luphawu esandleni sakho, abe isikhumbuzo phakathi kwamehlo akho.
And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes.
Ake sigcine lapho.
Let's read thus far.
Le text lethu esilfundayo iqondene iqale kubazali.
But this text which we read here begins with the parents.
Lapho kukhulunywa ukuthi wofundise izingane zakho, uqondise izingane, uzifundise ukugcina izwi lenkosi uNkulunkulu.
When God speaks here about raising children and teaching them the Lord's way, God begins with the parents.
Kufanele futhi lokho ukuthi uqale kubazali ngoba ingane azizalanga umzali. Umzali ozala ingane.
And so it should be, for the children haven't brought the parents into this world, but the parents the children.
Ngakho-ke ake siqaleke lapho uNkulunkulu eqale khona engakasiyali ukuthi ingane zethu sizothini kubona, sizoyifundisani. Sithi ke ake sibeke indlebe ukuthi yena uthini kithina.
So when God speaks about what we should tell our children, let's see now what he tells us.
Empeleni, asikwazi ukukhuluma ezinganeni zethu uma uNkulunkulu engakhulumi.
In actual fact, we do not have the authority to speak to our children unless God has spoken to us. It's like preaching. We cannot just start preaching unless we've been on our knees and said, Lord, speak to me. There is no word that we can preach to other people until we have begun at that place where we say, Lord, speak first to me. And if you want a word to your children, authority to speak to them, then you need to know what it is to have God speaking to you.
Bazali, uma sithi sifundise ingane zethu, sishumayeze ingane zethu, thina qobo lwethu singashunyaziwe, uNkulunkulu engakhulumanga nathi, siyayikhonka izinhliziyo zengane.
Parents, if we seek to preach to our children and teach them, and God hasn't first spoken to us, we only harden the hearts of our children.
Kufanele ukuba uma sifuna ukuthi sithathe umbiko kaNkulunkulu siwise kwabanye uqale kithina lo mbiko.
If we want to take a message of God to other people, let that message first begin with us.
Angazi ukuthi siyaphawula inloko, siyakuzwisisa inloko.
I don't know whether we really fathom this and grasp it.
Ngoba mhlawu uyakhala uthi hawe ingane zami azizwa, azifuni, azilaleli. Uthule qala. Uthi Nkosi, ngazi ukuthi mina ngiyafuna yini. Mina ngiyalalela yini. Mina ngiyavuma ukutshelwa yini.
Maybe you complain that your parents just don't want anything about the Lord. They don't want to obey. Start with yourself and say, Lord, do I listen? Do I obey? Just these days, I was at a certain hospital. I mentioned that visit when I took the Old Year's Eve meeting. I was visiting a certain child of the Lord. I found him there lying down in very painful circumstances. I discovered that both his legs had been amputated. I found that he had sores and boils on his back and his stomach. Pipes all over him and in his stomach too. With sores on his back.
What am fundis? Ngiyacela. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu angisize. Uma ngiphuma la isibhedlela ukuthi ngiphinde ngithole ithuba lokuba ngiye kithi ngenze inkonzo yabasha ngikhulume nabasha.
He said, Preacher, won't you pray with me that when I get out of here, the Lord would be gracious to me and give me the opportunity to go back to my area and collect the young people together to preach to them.
Kodwa wathi hawu nginesifiso ngiyakhala ngabasha namhlanje ukuba ngiphinde ngikhulume nabo.
He looked like he was in a desperate state, so much so that I thought, well, he'll probably never get out of here anyway. But he said, pray with me that if possible the Lord would allow me to go and to preach to the young people. I have a great burden for them. He said, preacher, our problem today is that we have believed as parents, but it is our children that may take us off the way and take us back again. He said, our children may take us back again, and with us blacks, that will mean us being taken back to ancestral worship again. He said, as I'm lying here, I am ill. I've lost both my legs. I have sores all over me. I am nothing. And he said to me that he has been accused of by others, that the reason why he was in that state was because he had thrown off the religion of ancestral worship.
And by the young people.
And he told me that if I, the young people told me that if I die, even the ancestral spirits will reject me and I'll have to stay with the whites on the other side. Just look how things are changing in this world. This particular man, I hold him in high esteem. There are few men that I respect so much as I respect that man, despite the fact that he isn't a member of our congregation. He said, they've promised me that they'll get me a wheelchair, and that even if I don't have legs, at least I'll have wheels, and I want to go and speak to the young people. I remember that man when he was at his peak, when he was so smartly dressed in a wonderful suit, nicely pressed, and I thought, well, things can change in this world. I remember him walking with his hat and really looking like a gentleman that he was. But to see him today in this state, well, one's heart can break for him. A grey-haired, respectable man. He was still in the ambulance when we arrived, and a young nurse called out and said, is so-and-so here? And she called him by his name, didn't have the respect to address him properly, but by his name. Oh, how things have changed. And I thought, well, I must go and speak to the nurses afterwards and tell them what a man this is and how important he is. And I even said to him, why did he choose such a hospital? He should have come to me first. I would have arranged something for him. He said, preacher, there's no longer any respect amongst us people. Things have changed. Parents, this is the state of our young people today. This is how things really are. And where did they get it from? They didn't get it by suckling on a baboon, but from you parents. They didn't suckle there at the cow shed on cows, but on you parents. Therefore, we should ask ourselves as parents, how is it that young people are like this today? Why is it that they are so wild? When God commanded his people how they should live and how the children should be, he started with the parents. So allow me to go back, in fact to go right back to Adam and Eve and see what the first marriage was like before there were any children. So let's read from Genesis chapter 1 from verse 28.
Unkulunkulu wababusisa, unkulunkulu wathi kubo, zalani nande, nigcwalise umhlaba, niwunqobe, nibuse phezu kwezinhlanzi zolwandle, nezinyoni zezulu, nezilwanyana ezinwabuzelayo emhlabeni.
And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And then chapter 2 verse
18.
And the Lord said, it is not good that man, the man, should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him.
And
out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
Umuntu wazikamba magama zonke izinkomo nezinyoni zezulu nezilwane zasendle kepha umuntu akatholelwanga umsizi onjengayo.
And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found an help meet for him.
UJehova uNkulunkulu wamehlisela umuntu ubuthongo obunzima walala. Wayesethatha olunye lwezimvambo zakhe wazala indawo ngenyama. Indawo wayivala ngenyama.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Let's read thus far. Now let's examine this text. Let's go back then. Before we speak about children, let's speak about marriage. This service is meant especially for married people. So let it start with us, we who are married. Marriage was never founded by man. Marriage was created by God. There are those who twist the scriptures. Now, as the Bible says, to those who are defiled, everything is defiled. To the pure, everything is pure. To the corrupt, all is corrupt. There are those who would say that marriage is something that is man-made and that is sinful. And they claim that Eve, in eating that apple from the tree, then gave it to her husband. In other words, they came together. Firstly, the Bible never said it was an apple. The Bible says it was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that it's an apple is just human fairy tales, their own legends. I don't know whether it's because they like apples.
Lelo apula liwumfanekiso nje ukuthi
uAdam noEva basuka baganga okudabukisayo khona abafundisi bevangeli abashumayela lelo vangeli angazi ukuthi konakeleni ebuchopheni babo kuba bashithe njalo.
And then they claim, these same people, that that apple represents the fact that Adam and Eve came together, in other words, that they had intercourse and that was their sin. I don't know where such people get such nonsense from. Some preachers even preach like that.
Baze bashoke ukuthi ke cha ke umshado into engahloniphekiyo, into engcolile, into esenyameni.
And they conclude from that that marriage is something carnal, fleshly, wrong, evil.
Manje akusiloni iqiniso leyo.
That is not the truth.
Esahlukweni soqala ibesilangamashumi amabili nasiyakalumbili kuthiwa uNkulunkulu wababusisa wathi zalani nande uNkulunkulu wabashadisayo.
In chapter 1 verse 28 it says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. God married them.
Umuntu bengekho emshadweni, umshado into
it is not a man-made institution. It is something that God has ordained. In other words, marriage is something brought forth and initiated by God. The heathen don't know that aspect of marriage. And so too with some believers, they are ignorant. But marriage was founded in paradise. Marriage has that paradise aspect to it.
Unkulunkulu futhi owabusisa abantu.
And it was God who blessed those people.
Kwaba unkulunkulu obahlanganisayo.
It was God who brought them together. So marriage is an exalted calling.
In
actual fact, if marriage was only what God had ordained it to be, what a wonderful world we would have.
uNkulunkulu into yokuqala embumbile umuntu emdala umuntu wathi akukuhle ukuthi abe yedwa.
The first thing that God said when he had created man was, it is not good that man should be alone.
Kwaba uNkulunkulu obonayo ukuthi akukuhle.
And it was God who took note of that. He said it wasn't good. It was never Adam who initiated this idea. He never said, oh God, I'm all lonely and I feel like I need a partner. No, it was God who initiated it. So that God even said, it is not good that man should be alone. For he will remain alone. But God wanted a man to reproduce and to populate this world.
Akusikho kaNkulunkulu ethi akufanele ukuthi umuntu azale abe nengane eyodwa njengoba umhlaba usugcwele kakhulu uyogcwala umhlaba. Akusikho kwethu lokhu. uNkulunkulu wathi gcwaliseni. Uma usugcwele uyena ozobona ukuthi uzokwenza njani.
It is never God who has put a limit and said only have one child and don't have many children because of overpopulation, that's up to God if he has to say such a thing. But he has said, you go ahead and multiply.
And fill the earth. That's what God said. And he'll know what he'll do when the earth is filled. God umuntu njalo ngemcabango yakhe ngengqondo yakhe asuke ayone indaba afake kwakhe.
But man, with his understanding, with his thoughts, he always puts his foot in it and spoils things.
UNkulunkulu ke wabona ukuthi hey indoda uma yodwa ngeke bande abantu.
God saw that if man remains alone, people will never multiply. So too with the woman, if she remained alone, she would never have children. God then brought all the animals before Adam.
What is kampe?
He said, name them.
Ukuqamba umuntu noma isilwane uqonda ukuthi igama lichaza isimo nesimilo saleyo.
Now, naming a person or naming these animals implied the characteristic of that creature.
Njengaleyo ngane, njengalowo muntu owa qamba ingane yakhe ukuthi imchithwa. Wachithwa njalo isiqino owenziwa waba ushifu kodwa wachitheka ngase kithi hawu usanda ukubekwa wathi phela umchithwa basho njalo omunye umuntu kimi kutho ukuthi igama lichaza isimo somuntu nokuqaphelisiseka ukuthi ingane zenu niyiqambane.
So names are of significance. You be careful how you call your children. If you call them a jackal, well, he'll have some of those characteristics.
Now,
in the Bible, names are of significance. And God said, here are the animals, name them. He brought them to him.
Zafika izinyoni ezindizayo ezinemlomo ebomvu ezinempaphe ezinhle zigqoke kahle zicula njengemzwilili eculayo kodwa uAdam wathi imzwilili le inyoni.
The birds came by, the most beautiful varieties with red beaks and beautiful colored feathers, and the canaries, those birds that could sing beautifully. But Adam said, these are birds, or this is a sparrow, gave them names. The crow came by, all smart and black, with a white collar around him, with that strong voice from afar. But Adam said, it's a crow. The king of the beasts came by, the lion, and Adam said, lion. And the cow came by and he said, a cow.
Kuzo zonke izilwana kutholakalanga eyoba umsizi kuye futhi ayikho engamzalela ingane.
And among all these creatures there wasn't found one that could be a help meet for him. None could bring forth offspring.
UNkulunkulu bengakwazi ukuthi ambophele inkomazi ababusisi athi zalani nande noma igwababa.
God could have brought him together with one of those creatures, but he didn't. Now today you find people going to the animals, getting involved in bestiality. That is a terrible sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, a hellish thing.
UNkulunkulu futhi ngoba la emshadweni uNkulunkulu ayiqambayo into wayesemlalisa emehlisela uAdam
Now, because God is the initiator of marriage, God took the step and He caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep. As today you find doctors who anaesthetize patients, he falls into such a deep sleep that he doesn't know what's happened to him. He finds himself, when he wakes up, out of the operating room already. And so too, God anaesthetized him and caused him to fall into a deep sleep. We say man is very clever to have discovered anaesthetics. God had done it a long time ago. We find doctors discovering things today, but if one looks at the Bible, there were things used already at that time which were of the same thing, like Moses had discovered some things. Having caused them to sleep deeply, God removed one of his ribs. And then close that place with flesh. That was the first operation. The first operation performed on man was done by God. Adam, on the other hand, was quite oblivious to all that was happening to him. He slept as sweetly as a little child. And God was at work. God was busy. Before I speak about God's work, let me remark on this. It's a wonderful thing when there's no sin involved and God is the one who's at work and you are asleep and... And God is busy at work. Adam was quite oblivious to what was happening. He was having this operation done on him, felt nothing. Oh, it's wonderful. Where there is no sin, God can work and you feel no pain. If Adam had refused to sleep and had said, no, I want to see what happens to me, well, then he would have experienced pain. But by resting in God and allowing God's will to happen, he experienced no pain. But friends, when sin is there, well, pain never stops. Oh, but when sin is there, what restlessness it causes you. You can stay awake the whole night. You feel miserable. Some even contemplate suicide.
Nani basha. And kuzeki uma nitshelwe ukuthi hey musani zifanengane egangile sondela emlilweni uyitshela ukuthi umuzi uyokusha kodwa inenkani yaphikelela izishe uma isishileke iyakhala.
Like a child who is told, don't go close to the fire, but it persists, is stubborn, it wants to touch the fire, and of course it cries when it's in pain. And then the child runs to the very one who had tried to protect him from that thing and warned him, oh, you children, listen while it's still time, because otherwise you're going to experience great pain and suffering. Never forget it. Beware of sin. Flee from sin, you young person.
And
don't pride yourself that, well, I'm a young person, I'm clever, I'm wiser than the older generation. Let me tell you, there's never been a generation of young people as foolish as this one. There's never been a generation of young people as brainless as the generation we have now. Even if they are warned, they refuse to listen. But let's leave that point. Take note of the fact that God was at work without Adam feeling a thing. Because of the absence of sin, but oh, when sin is present, then you'll experience the pain of that scalpel, that knife. But now listen to this marvelous thing. God took this one rib from man, from Adam, and what did he make with it? Eve.
Now you hear the English language. It's a pity that sometimes the translators can't translate what's in the original language has been jotted down. In English, it's he made Adam, isn't it? In Zulu, it says he built Eve, not Adam. In the Hebrew language, it doesn't say he made Adam. He built, not Adam, Eve. He built Eve like a man builds a house. In der Luther-Übersetzung heißt es, er nahm die Rippe und er baute Eva. Wie man ein Haus baut in der hebräischen Sprache. So hatte Eva gebaut. Es ist so, dass sie sage, sie schon jenes happy. Wasuga waka u Eva. Wamaka njengomuntu akha indlu yakhe. Isimangaleso.
That's a wonderful thing.
U Adam wadalwa.
Adam was created.
Adam wurde geschaffen. Eva wurde gebaut.
Eve was built.
Isimangaleso. UNkulunkulu adweba njengomuntu akha indlu. Adwebe implani, wadweba. Wathi sengizodala umsizi ozoba njengaye. Akazi lutho e-Adam, ulele ubuthongo. Yena udaliwe. UNkulunkulu sefika, thatha ulibambo, Isn't
that a noteworthy thing? God made man, but God built a woman. He planned her. He did all this while Adam was fast asleep. You women didn't come into this world through man. So it was different with the man, with the woman, and with the children. God created man differently to the woman, and the woman differently to the way he created children. In other words, God has his place for a man, has his place for a woman, and has his special place for a child. Not that a child is of less value or is despised. Neither is a woman of less value because of it. No. Each one is precious to God in his and her own way. Each one has their particular role and position. And so God made, he built this woman. Having built her like a man builds his house, he then presented her, brought her to Adam. Before she had been brought to him, Adam woke up. And he beheld her. He saw her. For the very first time. He knew all the animals. He had named them too. And it was now for the first time that he saw Eve. And Eve's body wasn't the same as Adam's body. There was a great difference. The moment he set his eyes upon her, he said, "Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone, she is to be called woman, for she came forth out of man." Who revealed all this to Adam? Surely he should have got a fright and said, "This must be a spook. What is it?" Or he should have said, "What type of abnormal?" Because they were so different. Having a male body, she was so different, he should have said, maybe this is something that's abnormal. Who?
Lo uthathathwe endodeni. Uyabona uma umuntu eseyifunda lento. Angathi uAdam ubegcwele umoya ongcwele. Ube khuluma izinto angazaziyo. Akhulume nje. Kube ngathi ube sephrofetha. Watshelwa ubani ukuthi wathathathwa kuye? Watshelwa ubani ukuthi ithambo lamathambo akho? Inyama yenyama yakho? Akakamthinti, akasondeli kuye, abakaxoxi indaba, embona eqhamuka. Kusho ukuthi kwangathi bekuNkulunkulu ku-Adam ombulela le mfihlakalo.
Who revealed this to Adam? He was asleep when it happened. How did he know all this information? It's as if though he was full of the Spirit, he was prophesying. Though he didn't realize it, he was speaking forth the things of God. He knew, and God was in him. He spoke what was true, though he knew it not.
Uzwa umoya wakhe umtshela lokho umhlanganisa nalowo muntu.
He was absent. In other words, he was unconscious of what God had been doing. He didn't know what God had done, but the spirit within him revealed it. He just knew this is the one.
UNkulunkulu wabahlanganisa.
God united them.
UNkulunkulu wabenza babe munye.
God made them one.
UNkulunkulu wababusisa.
God blessed them.
Wabashadisa.
God married them.
Isono sangena emuva.
Sin was something that happened later on. It wasn't sinful for them to be one flesh. God commanded and said, reproduce. That was God's will. But how heartbreaking that right there in paradise, sin came.
Akukho okukhona emhlabeni okuhlangene okumunye njengomshado.
Now, if we can just speak in human terms, there is nothing as closely bonded as a marriage.
Kuyinto eyodwa.
It's one thing.
Kuhlangene.
It's unified. There's a unity that cannot be surpassed by any other unity. And so it would have been forever. But sin arrived and Adam sinned.
Kwaphela ubunye.
Harmony vanished.
Kwaphela ubumnandi bokuhlangana.
The sweetness of their unity came to an end.
Lokho ayidalile uNkulunkulu kusendaweni ephakeme ubumnandi kwaphela kwangena isono wona uAdam kwangena ubuhlungu.
What God had created, which was so beautiful, united, so precious, was now destroyed because of
sin.
Sin came and destroyed everything. It's like a person coming and kicking a bucket of milk and the milk spills out. Oh, sin.
Uma singaqonda indaba yesono singase saba ngaphezu kokwesaba ibululu noma imama.
If we would understand the gravity of sin, the seriousness of sin, we would fear it more than a mamba.
Zonakalizinto ukuze konakale emakhaya emshadweni enganeni kungenisono.
Things are depraved. hurt, messed up in marriages and families. Why? Because of sin. And now Adam had to live by the sweat of his brow. Eve had to then endure childbirth pangs. Women having to die in those pangs. Slavery. Slavery entered in, and a woman then began to be enslaved by her husband. And you find marriages today that are like hell. God had taken Adam to the animals to Adam and had showed him the animals, and he didn't associate with them. But today you find marriages that are like animal marriages, something that is bestial.
Wild.
Today you find people, instead of living within marriage and purity, they are living lives that are like beasts of the field, animals. That will have terrible consequences. You'll feel the pain and suffering and the pangs and flames of hell even before you die.
Unkulunkulu wayidala into ukuthi ibe into ephakeme into yokugcina emhlabeni.
And so God had created a marriage to be something harmonious, beautiful, exalted, but sin has spoiled and perverted everything. That is why you find some who wish that their marriage partner was even dead. They've already planned ahead who the next partner will be when their partner dies. Marriage was created by God. Ordained, initiated by God. It was of God. There was nothing sinful about it either. It was an amazing, wonderful thing. God, having created Adam, having made and built up, built
Eve,
having brought them together, married them, it should have been like heaven on earth. But Adam sinned. He failed. Paradise became a wilderness. The sweetness turned sour. The sweet sleep became an agonizing pain. Adam failed.
Bo Adam.
Oh, you of Adam.
Men.
How is it with you? Inspect, check your lives. You who were created by God, are you in that position of yours? Man was in an exalted position. Behold, the exalted state of Adam, right there and then when Eve was there, immediately he knew and he said, this is the one. Just look at the wisdom of Solomon that he had. Look at the discernment he had. All the animals that came to him, he said, no, that's not the right one. While she just appeared, the moment she was there, he said, this is the one. Here is the one who is like me. Here is the one who is flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. Isn't that wonderful? Man showed forth wisdom and one could see that he spoke with God in him. You couldn't but honor him and say, well, this man has the Spirit of God. But right there and then, But in that same paradise, along comes Eve, having sinned, having failed God, having not feared and respected God, and gives him of that fruit, and he also sins. Oh, where was your discernment now, Adam? Why didn't you respond as you did earlier on with that same discernment and had said, no, this is sinful? Oh, he is now a washout. What can we say? What can we say about men today? Good for nothings. All they fit for is for tobacco and drink. Made for sin. And yet we complain and say the children don't listen, they are disobedient, the young people are like this. Isn't it because of us, we Adam, we men? Men, what has gone wrong with us? I've noticed how young men are very quick to say, I've heard the voice of the Lord and I feel that I must get married to so and so. But after marriage, that's the end of it, and they can't hear the Lord's voice anymore.
ngihlangane nabo bengela ukuthi beze uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nabo ukuthi bashade uma sebetholile le nkonzo ngeke ngeke baphinde bethe ukuthi ngizwe uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ukhuluma lapho nje uzwe bengeke ukuthi ashade nosibani ba uyamuzwa uNkulunkulu lapho kodwa emva kwalokho ke phelileke kwaba isiqalo nesithetho sokukhuluma kaNkulunkulu empilweni yabo.
I know of some young men who hear God for the first and for the last time when it comes to marriage. They claim that they have heard the voice of the Lord and they never again hear God's voice, and that's the end of it.
Ukuthi nisukume nikhulume bese abantu abanizwayo bathi khuluma uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu lo uzumhloniphe uzohlonishwe nengane uzohlonishwe nenkosikazi
so I leave
khulule isigogo hayi ngoba ungena endlini ubhodla ukhahlela ikati ukhahlela inkuku gcwele amandla yotshwala awinethi uzoshawa nomfazi abuya ahlale phezu kwakho akuqhinye ngala mandla akho owatholile kodwa kubuhlungu uma indoda ibizwa ukuthi indoda kodwa ilahlekelwa ubudoda bakhe.
I leave the children and the skirts and I speak to the trousers. Men, are you worthy of any respect? You barge into the home and you act like a lion and you think you can command respect by making a noise and throwing your weight around. You are nothing, you fit for nothing as well, and your wife will sit on your head as well, and you aren't worthy of any respect.
Uwona ushayisa kuze kubone negundane ukuthi awu baba usewile kuma essence nje.
And you demand that your wife must obey you, and you are so strong in demanding everybody must listen to what you say, and yet you are disobedient yourself. You don't listen in the house of God, and even the mice can see that this man is worth nothing.
Ungasizakalike wena Eva ngendoda ukuthi kuhleke ukuthi uyise wabantwana ezwe. Yebo, kufanele ukuthi ezwe ngoba uphuphile. Kodwa nawe uJesu uthi madodakazi aseJerusalema, ningakhaleli mina, zikhaleleni nina ney'ngane zenu.
Yes, you women, you may say, well, it's good if the men hear this, and it is good that they hear this because they are real washouts. But you women, remember that the Lord Jesus said to those women of Jerusalem as they wept for him, he said, do not weep for me, weep for yourselves and for your offspring.
Madoda, indaba iqale kini, ukuze kube njena nje emhlabeni, indoda yalahlekelwa ubudoda bayo.
Let's begin with the men. Things are like they are because of us men.
Yebo, ebonile. Kodwa wena obukhuluma uhlukanisa ukuthi inyama yenyama yami ithembu lamathambami umqambi ukuthi indodakazi ngoba wathathathwa endodweni. Lokhu kuhlakanipha kwakho, lokhu kuhlukanisa kwakho kwaphelelaphi?
Yes,
ngoba lapho sekufanele ukuthi ume uveze ubudoda wawusophupha.
Yes, Eve did sin, but what about you, man? So full of discernment and wisdom in the beginning that you could discern and say, this is flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. Where was your discernment then when she had sinned? That's why I say, you man, you repent. Anything which isn't right in your life, which you haven't yet confessed, confess that thing. Deal with it now.
That thing. esikhundleni sakho endaweni yakho zihlole ukuthi wena unhloboni ukuze lamabela akho ngelise ingane zakho qede jike zibe izilwane zingaka uthi alinalo uphoyizenini.
So you men, start with yourselves. Maybe your families are in the state they are because of you. You repent. But you women as well, remember your position. You've been created in a special way, in a different way. What about you? Maybe you've brought up your children and you've been feeding them poison. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. For Lord, it is a light to our path. It is that which makes man walk straight. Whether a man, a woman, or a child. Indeed, Lord. That which you created was wonderful. It was the best, but sin came in. That which was so worthy of respect became something disrespectful. And the house that you had built became ruins. But you, Lord, who know how to raise things up again, raise up the men, raise up the women. Help the men, Lord, to hear, to listen, to heed. If there's anyone that has got something that is wrong in their life, let them make it right.
Amen.
Amen.
The one who has an ear to hear has heard. We have now been blessed. And I can just relate that when I was young, I thought maybe I would only get married at the age of 40. To be an example to the young people that one can live pure. But it was as if God quickly came unexpectedly that I should get married. That's why it is a bit strange to me if people are troubled with whom will I get married, is it this one, that way? I didn't have time for that. I was busy with the Lord's work and preaching. So I never was troubled by this. To whom will I get married? No, I was just determined I will get married late. And it was just God who showed me earlier to marry. I had doubted. But not knowing that that was really God's will for me. And then I also thought after my wife passed away, now I will just live on my own.
I don't know.
But even then, it was as if I was cornered. I didn't know which way. And I said, no, I can't remarry. I went to the servant of the Lord and said, this can't be. But till eventually, I also had to bow. I had actually been in a corner that was a very difficult one. And that even as we have heard from Adam, that we need to hear from God. We should be in contact with Him, what His will is, how He brings us together.
Kwangathi madoda, nani bo mama, nani zingane, ngale nkonzo, engathi ngaba isifundiso, sibuze uNkulunkulu ukuthi yena uthini.
So, men, women, children, let us learn from Adam. We need to perceive, we need to hear from God what He says. Let us close with prayer. Lord, it has been prayed already. Oh God, please work through this service that we have heard. That even if we ponder and meditate on the word that we have heard tonight, that you will be able to reach us and work in us. That you can reveal yourself to us.
Amen.
Amen.